There are a lot of people in southern Vermont waiting to see what happens at the Hermitage Ski Resort. The Hermitage is a private ski club in the Deerfield Valley. And when things were humming there, contractors were getting paid, the towns were collecting tax revenues, and the local gas stations and restaurants were busy. But all of that stopped as the owner tries to work his way out from millions of dollars of debt. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
If you're an electrical contractor and a developer says he wants to build condos and hotels on a shuttered ski mountain, you get on board.
We were there in the very beginning.
Camille Swanson is a co-owner of Swan Electric in Wilmington.
We've been involved in many of the residential homes and the condominiums and some of the snowmaking. And it was exciting. It was an exciting time.
Since opening in 2011, the Hermitage has brought millions of dollars of investment to Wilmington and Dover. Swanson says small companies like hers all over the region were 100% behind the development. And when the news hit a few months ago that the Hermitage was in some serious financial trouble, it affected a lot of people.
You know, until 6 months ago, we were planning on doing some work there. We had things lined up. Well, now that's not happening. And that's not just us. That's everybody in the valley that does construction. You know, we depend on this. We plan for it. We staff for it. We buy vans for it. We buy trucks for it. We, you know, do all those things in preparation. And then when things don't happen, it's becomes difficult. It's big. You know, it's a big impact.
Construction up at the Hermitage has stopped. Slabs of concrete are piled up where a new hotel was supposed to go. And there are open foundations where club members hoped their new homes would be built. The state of Vermont shut down the mountain a few weeks ago because the company owes thousands of dollars in back taxes. And a bank is foreclosing on the property because the owner, Jim Barnes, stopped making payments on the more than $16 million he owes. Wilmington Select Board member John Gannon says the Hermitage owes the town more than $800,000 in back taxes. And he says that while Barnes owes a lot of people a lot of money, the town is worried about having the golf course and wedding and party facilities quiet during the summer.
Obviously, right now, there is a tremendous amount of uncertainty as to what's going to happen with the club. For Wilmington, our busiest 2 months of the year are July and August. So we're getting close to that time, and it's unclear what the status of the Hermitage Club will be over the course of the summer.
But it's quite a tangled mess. There are club members who made all their payments, but they can't take ownership of their homes because Barnes can't provide a title due to his liabilities. The nearby water district paid for a wastewater upgrade, which the rest of the water customers now have to cover, and Barnes bought restaurants and inns all over Wilmington, which are now closed up just as the busy summer season gets closer and people are looking to make reservations. So Gannon says it will probably be a little while before the Hermitage is once again contributing to the local economy.
It's a mess. It's a mess for a lot of people, from, you know, the club members to contractors and vendors in the area to people who just provide services.
Gannon says a private ski club out west went through bankruptcy and emerged as a successful business, and he's hopeful there's a similar resolution at hand for the Hermitage. Camille Swanson with Swan Electric says the members and the staff and all the rest of the contractors who are still waiting to get paid are holding out hope that a group of buyers step up and take over the Hermitage.
You know, there's many more homes to be built, and there's much more to come from that, you know, which can really benefit our community. It would be the worst thing to have it not be successful, to have it actually become, you know, something that ends up being empty and unused.
The Hermitage did not answer numerous requests to comment for this story. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Wilmington.